This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Schreiber, does he still do Hard Knocks, Liev Schreiber, the voice?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
He should do it live on location. He should come to St. John Fisher for Hard Knocks.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Sal's in for Joe. It's Jeremy and Joe. Good morning, everybody. When's the last time you and I did a show together? It's been a while. You're busy. You've got a lot going on.
It has been a while.
It's been a while.
Can't really tell you the answer to that.
Yeah. Well, welcome in. It's
Thanks.
Early. It's raining. It's early. We're here. You know,
we talk every day, though. We do a segment together. We play golf together.
I know.
Right? So we talk every day, and it's like, oh, we haven't actually been on the radio for 4 hours together.
I know. Well, Hard Knocks. You know, I was thinking about the trajectory of this, Sal. First, it was WGR goes on YouTube. Then GR goes viral with Jerry and Joe. Then the holiday touchdown. Then Hard Knocks. And there was one more. Oh, and you and the holiday touchdown casting. The answer is Josh Allen effect. No. It's us. We're the stars.
I love it.
Maybe not. Hey, Hard Knocks, I'm excited. I think it is. I mean, for fans, it is tremendous news.
Yeah.
It makes this the best training camp ever. We're going to get more inside stuff, more player personality, even if teams are able to, to a degree, you know, control what gets out there.
Yeah.
You still get more player access than you ever would get normally. You get to see these guys around each other. And I think Bills fans are going to eat it up.
Where do you want to start with this? Because there's a lot of layers to this, right?
Yeah.
With Hard Knocks. There's a lot of layers with how this happened, maybe, what it's going to be like, what the Bills will kind of want, not want, what the NFL will want, not want, what the storylines will be, all that. Where do you want to start?
How about how it happened? Because I was listening to you explain on the afternoon show how they changed the rules, and
yes,
that is ultimately how the Bills land here, because they would have been able to say no every year, almost every year until now?
Yeah, so what happened was a couple years ago, this past April, maybe owners meetings, right around there, they changed the rules. In fact, it might have been right around even before that. The rules used to be that if you were in the playoffs any of the last 2 years, you could not be on. You were ineligible. If you had a first-year head coach, you're ineligible. I think that still might be the case, actually.
Okay. So the Bills would have been ineligible every time because they either had the first-year head coach or they had made the playoffs in the last 2 years.
They took away the playoff requirement, basically, and said, well, we don't really want teams with new head coaches. That's too disruptive to what they're trying to do with a new program. But guess what? You've been in the playoffs. All these same teams are making the playoffs, maybe the team that we might want on Hard Knocks. So, you know, plus we have lots of teams that don't want to do it. That's part of this, Jeremy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When I was at the owners' meetings, And even going back to the combine, actually, I can remember a conversation at the combine with someone in the NFL who said, yeah, they might be having a hard time finding a team this year because of what happened with the Giants last year.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be put in that position. Well, now you narrow down the possibilities and you have teams that don't want to be in it. Well, you have to change maybe the parameters of who can be in it, who can say no, really. It's really not who can be in it. It's who can't be in it. Who is eligible to say, I don't want to be in it. I'm not doing that. The Bills are no longer in that boat. And I'm going to tell you here, it is clear to me, and I think it's the tea leaves are right there, folks. The Bills have always said, it's not something we're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
We do embedded. That's good for us. We know how Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean run their program. I would also tell you, I think it's not a coincidence. The Bills have not officially announced this yet. It is not on their social media. It is not anywhere where you can say them going, hey, we're going to be on Hard Knocks. It's pretty clear here to me and how I know and read the situation that the league said, we want you on, and the Bills really couldn't do anything about it. So now they'll be on, but they'll work through it and how this will work best for both sides.
Yeah. Well, okay. They're on. So they might not want it. Sal, I have seen Hard Knocks. In the chat and YouTube, somebody pointed out, never seen a single episode. So maybe we should lay out what people should expect because you maybe don't have HBO over the years. It's been on for a long time. How what are we on, 10 years, 15?
I looked yesterday, 2001. Okay. 2001.
24
with
years.
The Ravens was the first one, I think, from what I looked yesterday, but I'll make sure again.
It used to be that it was about fringe players getting cut inside the meetings of guys getting cut, getting the pink slip. And they kind of got away from that a little bit, if I'm not mistaken. Like, I watched the first couple seasons. I remember a Bengals season that I'd seen. And occasionally, you know, we get highlights in this. But has it moved away from that and been more about the personal stories of these guys trying to make it? They just have left the room when they're getting cut. Because I remember people started to feel like, that seems like it's a really intimate moment, a really hard moment for you to just take me in to this guy. Oh, sorry, buddy. You didn't make the team. You're gone. So that part of it might not be there. What is still there for Hard Knocks?
So I think every team is different. If you go back to Chicago last year, you had the Jets the year before that, the Detroit Lions. We've had the Jets a couple of times now, once with Rex Ryan. Sometimes it's really just a lot about what's on the field. Sometimes they highlight a lot more of what's going on off the field. Players' lives, their relationships, maybe even. They'll go and follow their spouses and them, their kids, and what they do off the field. Dorm room life, if it's training camp. We've seen a lot of that. So a lot of that is kind of maybe negotiated or talked about on what you want to highlight. I think it's a good discussion today of what will the NFL want to highlight with the Buffalo Bills. Then when it comes time to what does the public actually see, I could tell you this, the team has much more control now than they did years ago. It used to be where team kind of doesn't really have much control. And then it's like, hey, we're kind of at a disadvantage, competitive disadvantage. There's a lot of things getting out that doesn't make us look good. If a guy says something like that. So they started to give a little bit more control. And I think also because of the advent of things like embedded, teams controlling their own message. Lots of teams are like, why do I want to do Hard Knocks? And Hard Knocks, I think HBO had to basically kind of say, okay, well, we'll let you have more editorial control then to be able to do this to make it work for both sides. So while the NFL still wants to get things out there, the NFL is still going to say, hey, NFL Films is going to say, we really want this, that, or something else. Teams do have a say in what gets out. To what exact level do they have full editorial control? I'm not sure about that. Maybe that's, you know, something we could talk about when we talk Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, and find out this process a little bit more. I also think this, Jeremy, though. Think about what happened with the Giants. I bet you there were a lot of times where the Giants were like, yeah, okay, that was cool. That was cool. And then the public reception was just so bad on something they never thought would be that bad.
Yeah.
A meeting with Mara, right, and Joe Shane. That just, oh my God, I can't believe they said that. Where maybe they get from the cutting room floor and like, oh yeah, that's a good conversation. Good look into how we operate. All of a sudden it gets out there and it's like, oh my God, I can't believe he said that.
I always thought that a lot of the Giants stuff was overblown. Because what did we learn? We learned that they thought no one would pay Saquon Barkley what he got paid. and they were wrong about that, and it was a division rival, and then they won the Super Bowl. So I guess it got worse as it went along. If Barkley had gotten that contract to go somewhere else and not won the Super Bowl, does it still stick the same way? Maybe, maybe not. You know, a team deciding to not pay a running back, for all the points about how that might have looked bad for the Giants, I mean, we can talk about James Cook, which will be a storyline at Bills training camp,
yeah.
Right?
How many it
Bills,
might be.
And how many Bills yeah. fans are ready to say, like, I wouldn't pay that running back? It's just kind of normal for me to see a team say, I don't think we should pay that guy that amount of money. And then we also saw their draft board to a degree. We saw some color coding and some names, and there was speculation about whether or not you could get much out of there. I just felt like the Giants' hard knock sell was an honest look inside. And it's not lost on me that, you know, NFL teams are going to say, oh, we don't want you to have that, right? We don't want you to see how we evaluate, and we don't want you to see our process. So, you know, there'll be, sure, fights over editorial control and all that and what they show. The storylines, who will be interesting, and is Keon Coleman one of the first that came to mind for you? Because not only is Coleman a personality, but he's also a guy that has a lot to prove here in year two. You know, they can play a lot of stuff coming in to tell backstories. I had somebody write to me right away and say, like, oh, yeah, you and Bean, that's going to be a backstory there. Like, maybe, maybe not. Bean on Coleman and McDermott on Coleman saying, you know, maybe they'll disappoint him, want to see what he can do in year two. To me, that's an obvious backstory. Track Coleman, track what he looks like at camp, and he's a personality who's going to be funny that people are going to kind of like go right to right away. Like, to me, Keon Coleman's on the short list of guys that would probably get attention at Hard Knocks.
Agreed. Look, I would not doubt if HBO goes back and uses the clip from that Monday morning with you and Brandon Bean, because they want to fill in the backstory of why we're talking about Keon Coleman, why we're focusing on this player.
Right.
And they'll use, excuse me, the clip of him saying what he did at the end of last season about Keon Coleman. It's all going to come together, right? It's all part of the story to get to where they need to land for Hard Knocks, 100%. If you're talking about personalities, Keon Coleman is one of the first that come to mind. I think Deion Dawkins absolutely comes to mind.
Yep.
Deion Dawkins is going to be a star of Hard Knocks simply because Deion Dawkins is just kind of a star wherever he goes. That's his personality. He's a guy that has... He does not mind being in front of the camera. He's a guy that doesn't mind being in the limelight. Sometimes he even relishes it or seeks it out because that's just who he is. There's nothing wrong with that. And he's a really good player, by the way.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't think that's any surprise. Is there anything with Deion other than that, though, that gets people to be invested in a character? Because what happens in Hard Knocks is right, Jeremy. You said it earlier. Let's take it from a non-Bills perspective. If you're a fan of another team looking at the Buffalo Bills, you know Deion. You should. You know Josh Allen. There are guys. You might know Keon Coleman. There's going to be a guy or two they're going to pick and say, let's get people invested in this guy and his journey throughout Hard Knocks.
You know, you might be a good person to answer this. Who is a Bills budding personality that people don't know enough? I mean, the joke here to make is, will Matt Milano speak on camera?
What's like, the odds?
Who's that guy? Oh, that's Milano. He doesn't talk. Is Terrell Bernard somebody like this? Is Max Hairston, right? Like, who are the personalities that are kind of just waiting to bubble up and pop? The tight ends are a good story here, whether it's, you know, Knox and Kincaid to focus in on them and their relationship and relationships with Josh. Like, the whole thing, it's going to be so great because, you know, training camp is fun. We're there most days. You're there every day. You get to see what you see. And, you know, they talk about it, but they're talking practice. And then once a week, it'll be we all tune into HBO and watch and see some behind-the-scenes stuff. And whether that's, you know, a player personality, a relationship, I just think it's so great. And so happy for Bills fans. One thing I'm kind of surprised about is, you know, the Bills are no doubt interesting to me. But if you're HBO or Max or HBO Max or whatever it's called right now, I think they went back to HBO Max. Yes. You are trying to give an NFL product and get subscriptions. And I guess I'm surprised that you'd go to Buffalo because just the sheer number of how many people might subscribe for 2 months to get this product, to see this, and then, hey, we've got them hooked because we offer this and this and this. Wouldn't you think you'd go to some massive market that simply has 10 times the people that might sign up? But then again, that's probably a testament to they know how, I don't know, rabid the Bills fan base is and how, oh, we give them a little nugget, they're just going to be all over it.
So I'm just thinking out loud here, because I don't know this. I have to do some. I don't know all of these different streaming platforms and who's affiliated. HBO Max and Disney and Marvel,
maybe,
and Haley Steinfeld.
Okay, are they?
If I think it might be, it says here Disney, including Marvel. The bundle includes Disney Plus content, including Marvel movies and shows, as well as Hulu and Max.
Okay, well,
now so you get where I'm going with this.
Is that
right?
A part of it? Yeah.
If you're Max and you have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Haley Steinfeld marrying Josh Allen, and this actress is going to be in these movies who are on some of your streaming platforms. That's a pretty good way to cross-promote and get people to subscribe.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
And, I mean, you could probably just sell Josh Allen as an actual Marvel hero.
You could do that. Josh, it was announced he was having that production company that he's starting.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the league MVP. I mean, he is marrying a Hollywood star. To me, that is a story in itself this offseason. The maturity and growth of Josh Allen, where he came from to where he is. That story is a great story. You add on, you know, put part of it with who he's marrying, and this, and he just turned 29. What, yesterday? Was it yesterday? Was his birthday?
Yep,
I think
yep,
it was.
Yep, yesterday.
Just turned 29. Josh Allen, in this phase of his career, he just signed the most guaranteed money deal ever in the history of the National Football League. It was a guaranteed money, total money, whatever. Largest deal ever. So I just think that's a big storyline to get people around the country, around the world, who say, oh yeah, that I'm invested in looking at that guy and that story.
803-0550 if you want to join us. 1-888-552-550. Do you like it? And what players do you think will come to learn more about Hard Knocks for the Bills? It was a big day in the NFL yesterday between the Bills news on Hard Knocks, the owners' meetings, the votes that did/did not go through. One got tabled again, or I should say withdrawn. The playoff proposal got withdrawn by the Lions. And then the tush push did not get banned. And I found, I don't know if you did this too, Sal, I found the language about the tush push not getting banned to be funny. Because do you know how many things in the country would be viewed as overwhelming slam dunk wins if it got 68% of the vote?
Yeah.
A 75% threshold is tough. It was a loss for Goodell, but most of the league wants it gone. That's
yeah.
That's
a big majority.
Yeah, it is a very big majority. 2/3 is what the Senate needs to override a veto of the president. Like, that's not a small number. 2/3 is often a tough threshold to get to. They got to 2/3. They didn't get to 3/4. They are two owners away. So, while one of the stories is, yes, the tush push survives, if I owned the rights to the tush push, I might be nervous that it went from 16-16 to 2 months later, 22-10. That thing is teetering on the edge of, okay, maybe next year it will be gone. Because 22-10, I just found it really funny. Eagles win 10-22. They almost got blown out, but it was just a threshold that wasn't met. And sometimes that can come down to language. Who knows? We have the list of teams that voted no, and there's some interesting names in there. But I found it interesting. The whole thing was framed as a rebuke of Goodell when I think he was darn close to getting it done.
Yeah, and obviously not getting the playoff seating changed. He wanted that.
He did.
I mean, there are a couple of things here that it looked like the commissioner wanted that didn't ultimately happen. The ban of the tush push and the playoff reseeding.
And I saw, is it, who is it, Ari Melber, who wrote that with the...
Myrov?
Thank you, yes. He wrote that the conversation about the playoff seeding was, why don't we just change it once we get to 18 games? Because when we,
sure.
Because when we get to 18 games, they might change the structure of the schedule altogether.
So, we had Goodell the other day saying he sees 16 international games being played within 5 years, which to me means, okay, when the 18th game comes, and to me that's a fait accompli, it's coming at some point. They're going to have 18 games, and then they're going to say, okay, as part of this, one game is also going to be international. And the NFLPA will be pushing back, and then they're going to say, well, here's all this money you're going to share, though, and it will ultimately wind up happening. So I'm interested in what happened yesterday. When we got up yesterday morning and we read about the tush push and the vote, it all seemed on track to be gone. There were a lot of reporting that, okay, expected that this thing today is going to be put away. Like, there's going to be no longer, you're not going to be able to push the guy forward. We get later in the day, that's not the case. Come to find out, Jason Kelce, who just retired a couple years ago, former Eagles center, shows up at the meetings, gives a speech, talks to the owners about how safe the play actually is. Not how dangerous it is, how safe it is. Well, there was all this other talk about how dangerous it can be. Sean McDermott has said, we view this play as being a safety concern. Sean has also said, yes, he understands there's no like tons of data yet built up on it, but just based on what he sees, who he talks to, how his players feel, there's an injury concern here. Deion, I want to point this out for a second, okay? Deion Dawkins, in the offseason, was asked about the tush push a couple of different times on different platforms, and he said it's terrible on offensive linemen's body. Hmm. Like, so you have Jason Kelce going in there and saying, oh no, it's fine. He's also an Eagles legend who I'm sure the Eagles would really like Jason Kelce to be an advocate for keeping this play.
Yep.
Okay? I'm not telling you that he's being dishonest. Maybe he feels like it wasn't as bad as everybody. But I also think that it's definitely possible that Jason Kelce is doing his organization a solid because it's very successful. I've heard Deion Dawkins say, this is terrible on players' bodies. You have guys, these offensive linemen, diving at your legs and knees and twisting people up. And it's not something that's healthy for the long-term health of the player. So I do think there's a safety concern. My position has always been the same. I just think that it's a rule that should be gone because it falls under aiding the runner, which always was a rule in the NFL, and in football, and it still is in high school. You can't physically push someone forward. You can't physically pull someone forward. If you're doing it as part of a pile because everybody's moving, that's one thing. But if your hands or your shoulders, your back or whatever, just intentionally pushing forward, it should be illegal. I don't care about it as a tush push. I don't care about it as the Eagles. I don't care about who's successful, who's not. Nothing to do with it for me. I just don't think it's a play in football that should be allowed, and it wasn't for many, many decades.
Yeah, you and I are in the same boat here. I mean, mine's a little different. The safety concern is one thing. I feel like it doesn't have to be complicated. I don't like it. I think it's kind of lame. I don't think it means the Eagles are tougher than everybody. I'm not a fan of it. If everybody started doing it and got successful, I'd want it gone. If three teams did it, if 10 teams did it, if 32 teams did it, so... But I tend to be with you. Like, I always thought you couldn't aid the runner.
Right.
And I think that's probably a good rule. But I also don't feel like the game is ruined by it staying there.
Agreed.
It is what it is. 803-0550. All right. On Hard Knocks, on the playoffs, which, by the way, I have an 18-game playoff format or league schedule format that I wonder if they would pursue, which we could talk about.
I'd love that.
Do you think they would ditch interconference play?
I actually did ask Mike North about the 18th game, I can tell you kind of what he indicated they would look at.
Because I wonder if they went to 18, if they wouldn't say, all right, division three times and the rest of your games are the entire AFC, and keep them separated. I don't love that idea at all.
I don't think the league would do that.
I don't either. The math of it works pretty well.
Yes.
But I don't think they would do that, so they'd have to figure something out. Let's get a call in before the break here. Marty in West Seneca. Hey, Marty, good morning.
Hey, how's the guys doing this morning?
We're doing good.
I don't think that Hard Knocks is good. It's a disruption for the team and in, like, training camp and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't think you should do it.
Well, they have to.
That's my opinion. That's all that matters, you know.
Yeah, right. That's fine.
You could have your opinion.
Yeah.
But I don't think they should do it because what's the NFL becoming? Or it is? Hollywood?
Well, yeah, in a lot of ways it is. I mean, that's, you know, that's what...
Well, and...
Yes.
Let me ask you this question, too. Do you remember where the Bills practiced? Okay, they got it at St. John Fisher, right?
They still do, yes.
Well, years ago, you know where they had it?
Fredonia, yes.
Nope, they had it at Houghton Park.
Yes, in the 60s, right?
69 on Clinton Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys don't know that.
That's right. I did not know that.
No, I knew there were different... Is there a point to that or just trivia?
Just a point, just a little trivia for you guys to look up, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I know. And they practice at University of Niagara too one time. I knew that.
Oh yeah?
Up in that area. I think it was actually on their campus, but
one thing about, you know, the idea that the distraction
element, Niagara University, I should say, by the way.
The distraction element of it. I understand how teams feel that way. We don't want the distraction. And you hear that a lot. I think through time I've come to learn that these teams have way more distractions than anyone ever realizes, and most of them never come to light. Right?
Sure.
Like, we don't find out 90% of the stuff that actually goes on because it's closed doors, and if there's a fight between coaches or players or if there's drama between this and that, like, most of that never gets out, and there are actual distractions inside locker rooms that these teams are totally professional at keeping buttoned up. And, you know, is Hard Knocks a distraction? I sure, you could make that case. I feel like these teams can handle it. You know, training camp is nonstop attention already from your own media and answering questions every single day. So I feel like what do they have to do? More interviews, more cameras. It might be more work for you. Hey, Sal, make sure you get out of the way. Probably like,
sure.
These guys are allowed to shoot from here and nobody else is. Like, I don't know.
That happens on the sidelines sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the NFL, especially when there's a bigger game, a primetime game or something like that, there's certain areas where we all are allowed to stand, not allowed to stand. And sometimes you have to be a little more cognizant on those bigger games where the NFL Films cameras are, the ESPN cameras are, and making sure that you're not kind of in their shot, even if you're just kind of normally where you would be. Right.
Yep.
And they get a little more access to get a tiny bit closer. You know, it's not, oh my God, they're right on the field. They can be in certain situations where you can't, but that happens. By the way, the Sheridan Camelot Motor Inn, he said, right?
Yeah.
That was in Blaisdell. Before that, maybe Marty knows or doesn't know, 1960 to 62, the Bills training camp, Roy Croft Inn in Knox Estates. That happened.
Long time ago.
By the way, both of these were in that, yes, I was right, Niagara University. They were there for 12 years, Jeremy. 12 years. I didn't realize that. But I knew they were there. But going back to what Marty said in the year before that, that was in the AFL before the NFL days.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Lots to get to, including Deion Dawkins getting it done at the NFL level, the Protector of the Year Award. We'll get to that. A little more on Hard Knocks, all the things we expect about that, including a Bears guest at 9 o'clock to tell us about, well, the Bears, but also what the Hard Knocks experience is like. So we'll do that with Chris Emma coming up at 9 o'clock. Paul at 7 for an Amherst recap. They lost last night. And also the latest on Bo Byram, who the Sabres are reportedly shopping/listening to offers on. We'll talk to Paul about Bo Byram's potential future. Jeremy and Joe, Sal is in today. Happy Thursday. It's rainy out there. It's going to rain pretty much all day. And we're here to hang out with you on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.